Chapter 1. Nikhil's here, and I could just die of happiness. Shit, I shouldn't have said that. Especially not now. Please, universe, scratch that. Dr. Jen Joshi. Nikhil's head felt like someone had squeezed it through a liquidizer. Whiskey burn stung his brain as if he had snorted the stuff instead of pouring it down his gullet. He leaned into the polished brass railing, letting the wind pummel his face. The ship, all 24 floors of behemoth decadence, was like the damn Burj Al Arab speeding across the Caribbean. And yet, the only way to know they were moving was to watch the waves. His fingers released the glass sitting on the railing, and it flew into the night, disappearing long before it hit the inky water. He imagined hopping on the railing, imagined being that glass. Boom. And it would be over. Finally, there'd be peace. The sky was starting to ignite at the edges, as though the glass of Jack he'd just tossed into the night had splattered amber flecks across the horizon. It would go up in flames soon. All of it orange and gold when the sun broke through the rim of the ocean. It was time for him to leave. The last thing he needed was the mockery of another breaking dawn.
Sir? Why don't you stay and watch today?
A man leaned on his mop, staring at Nikhil from under his wind-blown hair, that tentative, guilty look firmly in place. The look people couldn't seem to keep off their faces when they talked to Nikhil. The one that announced, rather loudly, that they were terrified of intruding. Because the pathetic Dr. Joshi with the giant hole in his heart might break down right before their eyes.
Very beautiful it is, no?
The man pointed his chin at the burgeoning sunrise that had just pumped Nikhil's lungs full of pain and waited for a response. But while the blazing pain in Nikhil's heart was functioning at full capacity, the booze incapacitated his tongue. He wanted to react, wanted to have a conversation with the man who was obviously starved for it. He searched for words to say, but he came up empty. Now there was a word. Empty. Still empty after 2 years. The deckhand's smiling mouth drooped into a frown. He turned away and started working the spotless floor with his mop. Shit. Had he just thought of the man as a deckhand? Jen would have clonked him upside the head for it. Jen would have... What's your name? Conversation was better than the high-definition telecast of memories that kicked off in his brain.
Gavin,
the man looked surprised.
From Goa, in India.
Great. Goa. Jen's favorite place in the whole world. The steady boat pitched beneath Nikhil's feet. His stomach lurched. The world somersaulted around him. He leaned over the brass railing and tried not to throw up his guts. He failed. When the heaving stopped, the world was still spinning too fast. He lifted his t-shirt and wiped the foul-smelling puke off his mouth. Gavin from Goa was walking across the deck with a bottle of water in his hand. Nikhil should have thanked him, should have told him he was fine. Instead, he turned toward the stairs. In the light of day, he could talk to people, pretend to be alive, but now, when the world was as dark as his insides, he couldn't. The stairs dived into the lower deck. He grabbed the railing and stumbled down, landing on his ass on the last step. The smell of chlorine from the three-tiered pool cut past the smell of regurgitated Jack on his shirt, setting off the churning in his stomach again. He pulled himself up and dragged himself to the elevator, rubbing his face on his shoulder like the snotty, cranky brat he used to be. But no tears came to dilute the unrelenting burn of wanting. How could it be that he was still here? The sunset, the sunrise, it was all still here when she was gone. He wanted her back. God, please, give her back to me.
Look what you've done to yourself, Spikey.
His head snapped up. He didn't remember stepping out of the elevator, but he spun around now.